This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. New York City's Mayor Bill de Blasio appealed to Washington on Tuesday to send him nearly 1,500 more medical personnel this week as coronavirus cases surpass 43,000 and more city landmarks are converted into field hospitals. He said he made the request last week to the White House and Pentagon to deploy 1,000 nurses, 150 doctors, and 300 respiratory therapists from the military and its reserves. The mayor said he's waiting for an answer from the White House. He also said the city is in a race against time to be ready for the peak of the outbreak in his city next week. Nearly 1,000 city residents have succumbed to the virus, and thousands are currently hospitalized. The need for hospital beds and healthcare workers is expected to grow in early April when the virus cases are projected to peak. New York City is using a tennis center and a space in Central Park to create field hospitals to deal with the coronavirus cases. Patients are also being treated at the city convention center. And a U.S. Navy hospital ship is moored in the city harbor for non-coronavirus patients to free up hospital resources for those needing respiratory care for COVID-19. The city's emergency system has been overwhelmed by the surge in calls for ambulances, and the mayor announced the federal government is sending 250 ambulances and 500 paramedics to the city. On the other side of the country, California Governor Gavin Newsom turned to retired doctors and nurses, as well as medical students, to boost the healthcare response. He announced Monday the number of people hospitalized with coronavirus infections has nearly tripled over the course of 4 days. Overall, the number of U.S. cases topped 175,000, with more than 3,400 deaths as of Tuesday afternoon. That's according to the Johns Hopkins University. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. stocks closed Tuesday with historic first quarter losses. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 413 points, off 2%. The Standard & Poor's 500 was also down 2%, and the Nasdaq shed 1%. European and Asian markets ended the day mostly higher. The economic chaos caused by the coronavirus pandemic has sent the Dow falling 23% since January. It's the worst first quarterly loss in history. Just days after signing a $2 trillion U.S. coronavirus rescue package, President Trump on Tuesday floated the idea of spending the same amount on vast repairs of the country's infrastructure. He said the U.S. should take advantage of 0% interest rates to enact big and bold projects funded by $2 trillion to focus on jobs. The sharp increase in U.S. unemployment caused by the coronavirus pandemic, with thousands of businesses shutting their doors, could give new impetus to the idea, driven by the desire to put some Americans back to work once the threat of the virus has ended, and also to renew the nation's roads, bridges, and public buildings, including airports. The Trump administration on Tuesday announced it's cutting tough automobile mileage standards established by the Obama administration and designed to reduce tailpipe emissions and fight climate change. The changes were announced at a teleconference with reporters and Environmental Protection Agency Chief Andrew Wheeler and Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao. While the Obama administration regulations mandated automakers improve fuel efficiency by about 5% a year over 5 years, the Trump administration standards reduce that to 1.5% a year. The Trump administration argues relaxing mileage standards will save automakers money and make vehicles cheaper for Americans to buy. Wheeler added the new standards are more realistic, saying most car makers were not meeting the old standards. But opponents say Americans will spend far more on fuel than they will save on new cars, and the new lower standards will result in sharp increases in greenhouse gas emissions. Russian media are reporting the chief doctor of Russia's main hospital for treating coronavirus, who met last week with the president, President Vladimir Putin, has tested positive for the virus. Dr. Denis Protsenko made the announcement on Tuesday. Reuters news agency reports he commented on his Facebook page confirming he had tested positive but felt pretty good and was isolating himself in his office. And a Taliban delegation arrived in Kabul on Tuesday to monitor the long-delayed release of their 5,000 detainees under a prisoner swap agreement with the Afghan government that was brokered by the United States. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.